or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
To bring home the biggest Christmas tree, you better have the right trucks. The Ram lineup, with best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, best-in-class 7,320-pound payload, best-in-class towing capacity of up to 30,000 pounds, and best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway. They're the hardest-working trucks that might just pull off a holiday miracle. Come get some of the best deals of the year at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2014 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a Hemi V8 engine for $199 a month for 27 months with $2,719 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution, at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. Now, basically, sometimes I think that we live in a world gone mad. Other times, I'm absolutely certain we do. And one of the biggest things on the going on today, and you're not going to hear about it because the media is controlled, but it is legislation that has passed the California legislature that will stipulate that if a boy feels that he's really a girl, he will then be able to go into the girl's bathroom. He'll be able to go into the girl's locker room and have a locker there and dress. He'll be able to go and shower with the girl in the girl's shower room. Now, basically, this law has been enacted. It goes into effect on January 1st, except the fact that Brad Dacus and Pacific Justice Institute have filed for an injunction to keep this from being enacted because they have actually collected over 600,000 signatures on an initiative to let the people decide. I mean, 98% of the people would be against this sort of situation. But the state legislature is one of the most corrupt ones in the entire nation here in California where I live. And they have decreed that if a boy feels that he's a girl, that he should be able to use the girls' facilities. Brad, why don't you pick up the story? You know what's going on far better than I do. Please bring our listeners here in Colorado up to date with what's going on in California where the world has gone mad.
Yeah, it's really shocking, Dr. Stanley, with what we're dealing with, we're trying to combat this new law from going into effect, and there's over 619,000 signatures gathered in petitions to have this halted and put on the ballot in November of 2014. We have to have 504,000 valid signatures to be able to halt it. And we're hopeful that we're going to meet that requirement. One county, Tulare County, actually closed their doors. The county clerk closed their doors on the deadline day early. So when Federal Express came to deliver the signatures, they weren't open and refused to take them. This is a kind of just unethical practices that we're having to deal with and having to challenge in court. To make sure that every valid signature is counted, and that's our goal and what we intend to accomplish in order to protect so many children from such twisted abuse because of this inherent in this law.
All right, fine. Well, now basically, my understanding is you initially got an injunction to keep the law from being put into place. What happened there?
Yes, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to do is through these petitions get enough signatures to keep it from going into place. If we get enough signatures, it'll halt it from going into effect January 1st. Then we'll wait for it to then go to court. And we filed lawsuits recently to prevent signatures from being thrown out that should not have been thrown out. And then third is we're looking for parents who have children who attend a school where there's a transgender who says that they're intending on January 1st to go in the opposite sex's bathrooms and locker rooms and showers. If we have something like that, then we can actually go in and get an injunction, potentially to halt its enforcement and protect the kids in that situation. Otherwise, we're all, if it goes into effect January 1st, Dr. Stanley, then we're going to be dealing with real victims where you have a 13 or 14-year-old girl who suddenly found herself drying off while a boy walks in her locker room and takes off his clothes and goes in the shower. That's something we don't want to have to wait to have happen. Unfortunately, the people who drafted this law were, that's what they opened this up for. And so we're going to be very sensitive after January 1st, if we are not able to stop it otherwise, to look for the victims and get this thing resolved as quickly as possible in the courts.
And see, the amazing thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that here in California, we're now reading about this. Our news media is rigidly controlled, just like yours is in Colorado. The media is controlled. So the average citizen in California has never heard of this. In fact, Brad commented that when they were circulating their petition to get these 619,000 votes, many people said, well, I can't sign that. That couldn't be true. Wasn't that sort of the response you got from most people?
Oh, exactly. They just said, no, you're exaggerating. That's people would, no. And that's the problem. That was the number one hurdle, is that people were in denial that something so hideous and sick could actually be the reality. And they were also thinking, like, well, maybe there's, you know, maybe they're really just, maybe, you know, they're just saying that a boy could, you know, change and shower separately in another place. They're just exaggerating. No, the law prohibits that. It says, no, they use the same exact same facilities as the opposite sex. Bathrooms, locker rooms, showers. So, yeah, exactly. But that was the main problem, is people, it was so hideous that people just wouldn't believe that it actually was the case.
Well, what are the Republicans in the state legislature doing? Are they doing anything about it? I mean, they certainly haven't tried to reach the public and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, the Republican state legislature, some of them have actually been pretty active in helping to alert people like Alan Mansoor. Assemblyman Alan Mansoor has been, and I know, Tom Morrell has been really active and outspoken. And so there's a number of people who have, but the Republicans in the state of California's legislature and the Assembly and the State Senate are outnumbered 2-1 or close to 2-1. So it's, their legislative power is very, very weak, if hardly any at all. So that's, they're not looked at as main primary players, although some of them have been very supportive in terms of just the grassroots efforts.
Well, now, basically, when will you know? Because, I mean, we're only a couple of weeks from the 1st of January when this will be implemented and the boys will start going into the girls' shower room for showers. And any boy can do this, can't he?
Right. Oh, yeah. Any boy just who simply goes to school and says, you know, today I feel like I'm a girl today, then this law gives him immediate right to do so. There's no language that says the school district may adopt policies to ensure that these are sincere feelings or to valid feelings or...
Hold on. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The staff and families at Merry Maids takes this special time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times. In our thoughts, our prayers, and most importantly, our letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message courtesy of our good friends at Mary Maids, 965 Platte River Boulevard, number 1 in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this morning is Brad Dickens from the Pacific Justice Institute. And I've known Brad for, well, probably 15 years or more. He worked for John Whitehead when John Whitehead was, I had a legal program out here in California. Brad certainly has his own program. He has about 1,000 lawyers, certainly throughout California, throughout the country, who will help people who have a case that involves religious or spiritual aspects where they've come under attack because of their Christian beliefs. Brad, would you like to tell our listeners about the Pacific Justice Institute and what you're attempting to do?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we at the Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization specialized in defending, you know, people of faith, dealing with faith, family, and freedom. We handle a large volume of cases, close to 4,000 requests for assistance a year, all without charge. We're very unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases that are going to necessarily hit the news. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets assistance wherever they are in the United States when it comes to these areas of legal expertise that we have dealing with faith, family, and freedom, parents' rights, religious freedom, things like that. And Attorney General Ed Meese serves as chairman of our advisory board, and we work hard to really make sure that everyone gets the help that they need on these issues, like churches who are told they can't build or expand because of land use zoning restrictions, where parents are told that their kids have to attend something in a public school that totally violates their convictions, where parents are challenged who want to homeschool, or people in the workplace where you have a business owner who was sued or intimidated because he opens his meetings with prayer or something like that. We'd love to go to bat for all these people. And maybe even give emergency counsel to social workers. To parents, though, who have threats from social workers to take their children. Once the children are already taken, there's nothing we can do at that point. That's the part of the system. But before the children are taken, we give emergency counsel to keep kids from being wrongfully taken. And, in fact, if I may mention it now, Dr. Stanley, we have it's a matching grant program. So for every donation anyone sends in or becomes a monthly donor, that entire year's of monthly donations will be matched one for one. It's a new program we just started. People get that information on our webpage at pacificjustice.org, or they can sign up to get our case updates and press releases at pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
And we have financially backed Brad for many years because we just feel what he's doing is vitally important. He's Brad is a speaker at our meetings, and what they're doing is they're offering people who otherwise really wouldn't be able to get legal representation or legal help when they're being persecuted because of their religious belief or trying to force the children into public schools when, of course, they want to use homeschooling and other things. Now you don't have to worry because, well, they just can't afford it because the lawyers, how many lawyers do you have? And are they all across the country?
Yeah, we have just under 1,000 volunteer affiliate attorneys. About half of them are in the state of California, and the other half are spread all throughout the United States and states from, you know, you have Colorado and Florida and New York and state of Washington, I mean, all over the country, Texas. And these are attorneys who volunteer their time, which is something else that makes us unique in that we have a lot of leverage with our litigation budget because of this huge volume of attorneys who get involved, volunteer their time, and, of course, we provide them the backup to make sure that strategically they're handling it correctly.
Well, now, how can people get in touch with you if they do have a problem? They want to know more about what you're doing.
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is pacificjustice.org and pacificjustice.org, and just go there, and there they can request for assistance. And that's how to start the ball rolling if you have something that you're dealing with. And if it's something with that beyond our area of expertise, they say like it's a family divorce issue or a personal injury, we'll sometimes be able to give you referrals to attorneys that we're aware of. But go there, be sure and go there, and then if they want to keep up with our work, they can sign up. We'll send them our free email updates, press release updates, and newsletters. And then those, of course, who want to support us with the year-end donation, we greatly appreciate that, and every donation is going to be matched. One for one, up to $80,000 by the end of the year.
So basically, what a unique opportunity to be able to be effective in this tragic situation where Christianity and Christians are under attack today. Well, why don't you give us some examples of some of the other cases that you have? I certainly know you're working on an initiative there in California so that suddenly we can block this effort to have the boys go into the girls' shower room. And people say, that's the most incredible thing I ever heard, and it really is. Well, we live in a world gone mad. When you understand that, everything makes sense. In fact, if you understand that the basic function of what's going on today is to destroy the moral fabric of our society, then everything taking place is very, very logical. Go right ahead. What are some of the other cases you're handling now at the present time, Brad?
That's right, and of course,
if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But what are some of the other cases you have?
Right, and of course, you alluded to it before, but we actually have a case in Colorado, Florence, Colorado, where it actually is dealing with a boy who was going to the girls' restroom, and that's an actual ongoing matter. But something else is that people in other states need to be watching. And that's legislation that became law in California that prohibits anyone under the age of 18 who, say, struggling with same-sex attraction. In early adolescence, these kind of confusing thoughts and feelings are not that uncommon. Well, anyone in that situation, this law says, is not allowed at all to get any counseling from a licensed counselor, even if it's their clergy who are a licensed counselor, if that counseling in any way is geared towards steering them away from the same-sex attraction or same-sex sexual activities, which I think is abhorrent when it comes to freedom. So we at Pacific Justice Institute challenges Dr. Stanley in federal court. We got a judge to grant an injunction against his enforcement. And then the state of California appealed it to the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit reversed it. But now we're asking for en banc for a broader Ninth Circuit to review it. And we have a really good chance of that being granted.
And ladies and gentlemen, these things are going on. I mean, basically, if some young person, you know, is certainly has some, whatever it is that he has same-sex attraction, at least if he wants to get a counseling, shouldn't he be able to? No, you can't. If you're less than 18, you can't get that counseling legally in California. It's illegal to counsel anybody saying that maybe there's something wrong with homosexuality if you're less than 18. So basically, you know, this is why we need some organization like Brad has, and he's been there for a long time, and certainly we believe the work he's doing is vitally important. I hope you out there in the audience will as well. But what have any other cases we could talk about?
Oh, yes. We're also actively involved right now in defending a business owner who actually I just met with personally recently, and you know, he's a Christian business owner. He doesn't discriminate in hiring based on religion at all. that he has opens his business planning meetings with prayer, and no one had complained about this at all. And business owners can do this, but no one complained about this, saying, you know, they wanted to be reasonably accommodated and, or in some way not, you know, required to sit there while the prayer was going on. So, but none, out of the blue, though, after they had terminated the employment of someone who'd been there just 4.5 months, there were a lot of serious problems they were having with this employee. This employee has the audacity to file a lawsuit alleging religious-based discrimination against this employer. And we at the Pacific Justice Institute see this as a clear example of the kind of tyranny that takes place against so many Christian employers out there who run their business in a way that glorifies God in accordance with their faith and convictions. And yet, when an employee thinks they have the opportunity to, they find that some lawyer who can, who's willing to file a lawsuit and hoping they'll get a check, you know, some free go away money, if you will. Well, we like to step in on those cases and make sure those employers, don't have to write that check to, for that, you know, just to get rid of the lawsuit. Instead, we step in and represent them without charge. We do that all over the country as needed. And that's a classic example. We've had those before and we've seen those successfully resolved because we stick with it and we don't allow the slime bag lawyer on the other side to just, in a bogus case to try to intimidate the employer without a sizable amount of money.
Well, now, what is this woman alleging? That she was offended by having to sit there with a prayer or what?
Yeah, and that's exactly what is alleged. And then also that that she says that there was a general coercion. And there was a sort of very vague language, but there's nothing at all substantive. In fact, not all the other employees there are Christians, and they have no problem working there. So it's just a bogus lawsuit that we've seen this happen before, where an employee is ticked off that they were let go, and they want to find a way to get back at their employer, and that's what they've done before. They do to oftentimes to employers who are open about their Christian faith, but it's totally legal for an employer to be open about their Christian faith in so many ways. And yet we see these lawsuits happen. Well, that's why we at Pacific Justice are so committed on two fronts. One is to defend them against these kind of lawsuits, but also we have a training video called Faith in the Workplace, which would actually be a great Christmas gift. We provide it without charge. If people call in and want to order a copy, we'll be happy just to send them a complimentary copy, but it's a DVD, and it trains business owners on how they can live their faith, practice their faith through their workplace, through their business. It's very, very practical, and we'd love to make that available to anyone who knows of someone who is a Christian and has a business and would like to really use that business in the fullest way to glorify God, yet in a legal way that's also respectful of their employees and their customers.
Well, how can people get in touch with your organization?
Yeah, the easiest is to go to our website, which is pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. Or if they'd like to, they can contact us and order a copy. We'll be happy to send it to them if they can leave their name and address. And that's the phone number is 916, area code, 857-6900. 916, area code, 857-6900, 857-6900, and it's a very effective training. It's actually received the award for the best documentary at the 2011 International Christian Film Festival.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's vitally important that you understand that Christianity is under attack today. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. It permeates every aspect of our society at the highest level, as the vast majority of our people embrace one or another form of Christianity, but that doesn't matter. They know people are not interested in democracy. They have an intense hatred of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to do everything they can to try to disrupt our Christian faith in this country, and unfortunately, these people are at the highest levels of our government. Some of them are on our own Supreme Court. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest. His name is Brad Dacus. Pacific Justice Institute. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and certainly Brad is on the front lines of this battle on a daily basis. Certainly, Brad, are the number of cases, the number of attacks on Christianity increasing?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that, and the answer is definitely yes. They are increasing significantly. In fact, so much so is that we're in a push now to recruit more attorneys to become affiliate attorneys of Pacific Justice Institute. So if someone is listening to this program as an attorney and they believe in what we're doing, or they know of an attorney that they say, hey, this is a good Christian attorney. I know he knows and believes in what Pacific Justice is about. Please encourage them to go to our website and to sign up to apply to become an affiliate attorney at Pacific Justice Institute. We make it really easy for them to get involved in cases. They don't have to get involved in a case if they don't have time, but we really make it worth their while.
All right, we'll be back in a moment with Brad Dickens, 877-254-7524, right here at the American Christian Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management in Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference that directly affects someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Brad Dickens of the Pacific Justice Institute. That's Brad Dickens, Pacific Justice Institute, and our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And Brad, certainly comments that the number of cases they're seeing is picking up because Christianity is coming under increasing pressure. Our faith is under attack, Here in what was once a Christian country, unfortunately, America is no longer a Christian country because, of course, our laws have turned against our Lord. Well, certainly, Brad, to me, are there any other programs or any problems that you'd like to talk about?
We definitely do. One of them is dealing, like, in the public schools. Common Core is being implemented on a massive scale, of course, as you know, Dr. Stanley, across the country. We have serious concerns about this for a number of reasons. You know, first, of course, is the lower academic standards, and we salute, in fact, one superintendent in particular out of Colorado who has made it clear that those standards are, you know, they'll comply with Common Core, but what she's implemented is are higher standards, and that they're going to have curriculum that's actually above what's required for Common Core. And then you have a potential violations of privacy where these tests and materials and scores, which go into more than just academic nature, can possibly be sent to on a federal level to the federal bank. Some states, such as California, technically legislate that that's illegal to have that material conveyed, and yet that's what we see potentially happening. So there's a lot of concerns there, and what's taking place. And so we're watching that very closely for potential litigation as it continues to unfold. We're also, actively involved in defending, you know, kids in schools who are harassed because of their beliefs and their convictions. For example, a boy in Chula Vista, California, wanted to play a song that was called God of Mercy. And on the guitar, he's 5 years old. Okay, that's pretty impressive. They said, well, you can play a song, but not that song, because that's just too religious. And the parents contacted us. We defended him. And make a long story short, he played the song at the talent show last May. That was a classic example of the empowerment that parents have and kids have when they feel silenced and censored in any public school setting simply because, say, the book they're reading is allegedly too religious or sharing their faith they say is inappropriate. That's what we're here to do, is to go to bat for those kind of people.
And, ladies and gentlemen, the difficulty is that the average individual is rather frightened by the legal system. The expenses of getting an attorney are just overwhelming. And what a wonderful thing to know that if this has to do with morality or with Christianity, that their Pacific Justice Institute is there to help. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. What about some of the other things? Just go ahead and just let our listeners know the other things, because Christianity is under attack from so many points of view. Anything to undermine the foundation of Christianity or its influence on society is being eroded. And then we wonder why we have our shootings and why we have violence. I mean, basically, maybe in school we ought to tell people, thou shalt not kill. Oh, no, we couldn't do that because that comes from the Ten Commandments. And so we take morality out of our school, and we take God and prayer out of our school, and then we wonder why we're moving towards a godless, lawless society. Go right ahead, Brad.
Oh, sure. We had another case as far as school cases go, where a boy wanted to bring his Bible to school, and he did, and he would share his faith with other students during lunchtime, and with those who were interested. The school principal found out, was infuriated, and in writing, in a notice of discipline, told him that he would no longer be allowed to ever bring his Bible to school again. Well, we were contacted, and we ended up having to file a lawsuit, and this is in San Diego County. And the good news is that we prevailed, and they changed their policy and said that he could, and that's a good thing. But, you know, we see a lot of things happening in the workplace for people who say work for the government or public kind of employers. A classic, it just happened recently in Stockton, California. Here, a 20-year Army veteran gets a shocking notice from his employer, which is a hospital there in Stockton, that he is, just before Veterans Day, that he is no longer allowed to use the phrase God bless America in his email sign-offs. You know, people will say, you know, running the race or Very Truly Yours or whatever. His sign off was God Bless America. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute have stepped in and we're representing him, because if other employees are allowed to have their sign offs, he should not be excluded just because one of the senior directors allegedly in this hospital happens to find the phrase God Bless America offensive to them. And so we're going to bat for this man. In fact, if people like to see a video of this man telling his story, some other cases and stories, they can go to YouTube or they go to our website where they can take a look at a lot of these videos that they'll find very entertaining and interesting.
Okay, we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Chris from Colorado. I just wanted to know the name, and thanks for this opportunity. I didn't catch the name of the superintendent in some Colorado county.
Yeah.
That was against the Common Core.
Yeah, I wish I had that offhand, and maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it because I don't have her name. But she's received a lot of positive recognition for standing up, for example, to the teachers' union, reforming their system. She implemented a number of incredible model reforms, and I cannot think of her name, and I don't have time to look it up. I'm sure you'll find it on the internet if you put in Colorado superintendent, stands up to unions, or stands up to Common Core.
Or Chris, why don't you just go ahead and call Pacific Justice? I'm sure you can get it from them.
Yeah, in fact,
I sure will.
And in fact, also, she has another thing she's implemented is where if students want to leave the school and go to a private school, they'll give 75% of the amount that would have gone to the public school to the private school to enable parents to have that kind of choice. That is an incredible leap forward that we hope other school districts will copy as well in Colorado and elsewhere.
Yes, I'm a grandparent of a 10-year-old, and I'm very concerned about this subject. So thanks for everything you do. And if I can help, I'll look at your website and see what I can do.
Thank you very much. We have a matching gift program by the end of the year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. Our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Our guest is Brad Dick, is from the Pacific Justice Institute. And they're on the front lines of this battle, supporting people who are standing for righteousness and for the principles that I think most of the people listening to this program would espouse. Go right ahead, Brad.
Yeah, another real exciting case that's just now starting. In fact, Neil Cavuto on the Fox News channel this last week had me on the show along with the client affected by this. And if they go to our website, they can actually click and look at the Neil Cavuto show interview. But what this case involves is a county employee in San Jose, California, where she was talking about
Obamacare. Hold that thought. We're going to a break. Our guest, Brad Dacus. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. They've targeted our children based on them. They want to destroy their faith.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces. We, the people of the United States,
In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Brad Degas, the organization, the Civic Justice Institute. We recommend this and endorse this. We support it, that we have for many years, because we think the work that Brad does is vitally important. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Brad, go right ahead. You were starting to tell something before I absolutely interrupted you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, anyway, this lady, she works for San Jose, where county has a county job, actually dealing with child protective services related, actually. Well, she's been there for a long time, and she's noticed how this place she works is very, very liberal. Okay, they have, during the campaign, a lot of buttons for Obama. She's totally outnumbered. And yet, at one time just recently, she's at lunchtime, and she's talking to another employee, lunch or break time. Anyway, talking to another employee, and she says, you know, how sad it is that, like the fact that she heard that Kaiser Permanente said that some 300,000 are going to lose their health insurance because of Obamacare. And she just, sort of didn't, yell it or anything, just sort of said it as, as a statement of concern. Well, someone reported her to her supervisor and said that this critical statement about Obamacare was offensive to them and that she needed to be silenced. And so the employer told her and says, you need to no longer say anything negative about Obamacare ever again, because people will hear you and be offended. That's how liberal, extremely liberal, Santa Clara County is in for the city of San Jose. She, of course, didn't just, take this lying down. She went and contacted us, the Pacific Justice Institute. And we have undertaken this matter. We're now defending her because people who particularly work for the government cannot be bullied and silenced just because their liberal employers don't like the fact that they disagree with the liberal policies of government. This is not the former Soviet Union. It's not Castro's Cuba. You can disagree with the government without losing your job. And so we're going to bat for her. And Neil Cavuto on the Fox News Channel, as I mentioned earlier, actually interviewed the client and myself. And if people like to watch that interview, then go to our website, pacificjustice.org. I think they'll find it really eye-opening and very interesting.
And, of course, basically, if we say something, why it's offensive, the other people say things all the time that are offensive to us. But, of course, we have no recourse on this. And I think that people should be able to say things that we disagree with, but we should be able to speak out as well. And unfortunately, they're using the power of the employers or others to silence people. Certainly the idea that somebody would be sued because they had a prayer, in 50, they opened their day with prayer, opened the business day with prayer, and this certainly would cause a lawsuit. We live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen, but when you understand there really is a conspiracy against Christianity, against our Lord Jesus Christ, why at that point so much of what's going on certainly begins to make sense. Once again, Brad, why don't you get your telephone number, your website out so people know how to get in touch with you, and then we'll cover some of the other issues. But once again, telephone number and or the website.
Yes, the telephone number, where they can sign up to get any of these materials we talked about without charge, including the video, Face in the Workplace training video for business owners. They can call us at area code 916-857-6900, 916-857-6900. We're happy to send a copy of that without charge. And then also, if they'd like to request for assistance, we do all our work without charge. They'd like to sign up to get our press releases, their newsletters, or they'd like to participate in our matching grant gift program. In fact, those who sign up to become monthly donors, every bit of that for the next year is matched dollar for dollar. So that's a really incredible program for those who like to support our work. Then go to our website at pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, and then they can also look at incredible things on there, like the stories, video stories, and the latest Neil Cavuto interview that talks about that case we just discussed.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Chris, as we say, Christianity is under attack. We need an opportunity to be able to take these cases to court. And usually, certainly, are most of the cases defended successfully?
Oh, yes. In fact, I want to say that over 90% of the case matters we take on, we get resolved, Dr. Stanley, without even filing a lawsuit. Just by sending a legal demand letter, we get things smoothed over and resolved, clearly. And then those that we have to litigate, we have a very high success rate because we really do a fine job. We really work hard, but we do our work up front to make sure that the case is solid and that the client's interests are protected. And we don't push clients if they want, if the client would want to just settle a matter and get it done. We do that. We don't push them to, take it all the way to Supreme Court if that's something that they don't feel comfortable in doing. So we really put the clients first. Even though we don't charge for our work, we still remember that they are the ones we're defending as a client.
And, of course, have you ever taken the case to the Supreme Court?
Oh, yes. In God we trust on our currency. The Supreme Court allowed that lower court victory to stand. We also had a duty defended a pastor to give an invocation of a presidential inauguration. We won at the D.C. Circuit level. The Supreme Court allowed that to stand. And so we've get involved in, there's been many cases that do, go all the way up. And this latest case I mentioned in the very beginning about the allowing boys to go into girls' locker rooms and showers and giving no recourse for the girl who doesn't want to be naked in front of a boy. That, I believe, has a very good chance, if we have to litigate it, to going all the way to the Supreme Court and being decided by the Supreme Court, as well as a prohibition against counseling for those who want to have counseling against same-sex attraction. We think that also has a very good chance of making its way to the Supreme Court in the not-too-distant future.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we do have access to legal counseling and legal backing. And what a wonderful thing it is to be able to get this without driving you into the poorhouse. So let me once again comment that my wife, Barbara, and I have supported Brad and his work for many years. We think that the work they do is important. We hope that many of you will as well. And certainly if you need to get in touch with them, it's Pacific Justice Institute, Pacific Justice Institute, and go there. Get the information. God bless you, Brad. Thanks for being with us this morning. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to GreatPlainsSolar.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Brad Dacus. I really feel that he does a wonderful job, and I'm proud to call him a friend. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We don't take a salary. We do what we do because we're trying to get people to understand that we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And unfortunately, Christian civilization is under attack today. And of course, this is part because are they taking God and prayer out of our schools? We have a generation of people who've been certainly raised with an intense hatred of Christianity. They know what they're doing. These are wicked and evil people. They're well-organized. They're the wealthiest people in our country. They work for the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and they're the Bilderbergers. But the Bilderbergers is sort of the out-front group to take your attention off where the real power is. Believe me, these are the people who control Barack Hussein Obama. When he first went into office in 2009, of the 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, 11 of them were his key advisors. And, of course, that's where John Kerry came from and so many of the people in key positions today. But you're not going to hear this sort of thing through regular channels. And that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And we do 5 hours a day of talk radio 5 days a week. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We'd like to finish the year off without going behind, we so often do. If you're in a position to help, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, and we know that many people are having financial problems, and certainly are really strapped today, then I guess we ask you at least to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men. So basically, of course, we do hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to know about the secret societies that run America, while we have a 4 tape set on secret societies, we have a four CD set on the secret government. And in that 4 CD set, you'll actually hear an interview with Professor Quigley, who is, of course, the gentleman that indoctrinated and trained Bill Clinton. So Bill Clinton went on from Georgetown University, where he was a student, to go to Oxford to become a Rhodes Scholarship, setting himself up to become the President of the United States. In fact, when Bill Clinton first became President, he even gave several speeches talking about his Professor Carol Quigley. And the only interview I know of that's available with Professor Quigley, you'll hear on our 4 CD set, The Secret Government. So our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, you can listen to our radio programs there 4 hours a day, live and 24 hours a day archived. You can read our newsletters. You can certainly watch many.